Okay, Boker Tov.
Today's daf is daf Yud Tes in Tanis. Again, we learned for the speedy return, the safe return of Yaakov Naftali ben Rochotvar, Gilad Michal ben Baskalin, Eyal ben Iris Shura. We also learned today, today's the yard site, so we learned for the Ilui Neshama of Yisrael ben Yosef, Jane's father. Yesterday we left off on Yechesim and Beis. We were discussing the holiday of Terinus, the various holidays that were mentioned in Megillas Tanis, and we were talking about that Rabbi Yochanan said that the halachas like Rabbi Yossi, that you can't fast not only the day of the holiday, but the day before. The Gemara says, what do you mean? By Megillah we see that even though you can mock them, you can read the Megillah earlier, not necessarily on the 14th, but earlier, you could still fast on those days. So how can you say you can't fast on that you may not fast even the day before? Here it says even though you're mocked them and you read the Megillah earlier than those holidays, you still fast. You could still fast on those days. The Gemara says, which day is it? Apparently, it's where you're fasting on the 11th. I love the Kekarule Bechadei. So you read the Megillah on the 11th, and the Tani Mutar Behesper V'Tanis. It's Mutar, even though Yom Terinus, the 12th of Adar, was a holiday. You could see, and you read the Megillah the day before. It's okay to fast on that day. Rabbi Yochanan said here that you may not fast the day before a holiday. So Gemara says, no, it's not speaking of that at all. It's speaking of people from the 14th who read it actually on the 12th, and on the 12th they didn't, and the 12th they fasted. I used to that itself as a holiday. Would come in the second of the wide lines in Yud Chesam Beis. Would come at Yom Terinus. Now Yom Terinus Gufei Batel, but they were Mevatel Yom Terinus. It was originally a holiday, as we'll see why. But they were Mevatel it because of another misfortune that happened. Hol v'nergu Shmaya v'Achia Achiv. Shmaya and his brother Achia were killed on that day. They were tzaddikim and they were killed. So because of that misfortune, they said you could fast on that day. Yod Rav Nachman Gozer Tanis Betray. So Rav Nachman was Gozer Tanis on the 12th. Amalei Rabban Yom Terinus. How could you fast on the 12th? It's a holiday. Since those two brothers were killed, so even if the 12th was a disbanded holiday or avoided holiday, but why should you be able to fast on that day? It's the day before another holiday. The 13th of Adar was another holiday called Nikner. So, and if you say, if you eat Paskins and Kribyosi, you may not fast the day before a holiday, how could you fast on the 12th? If they're Mavatl, the holiday itself on the 12th, because of a calamity that happened, so Mishum Yom Nikner, Nikam Vigzer, Mishum Yom Nikner, Nakam Vinegzer. So, we have a rule. You can't fast on a holiday, you can't fast the day before. But this particular holiday, the 12th, was Mavutal because of a calamity. So you say, well, maybe you should fast because of the holiday that's the day after. That's the day after that. But if you were Mavatal the holiday itself on the 12th, and it was such a big calamity, the murder of these two brothers was such a great misfortune, that you're Mavatal the holiday of that day, certainly you're not going to fast on that day because of another holiday that comes the day after. So therefore, they were Mavatal. Now, what was the story? What was the story with these two holidays? My Nikner, my Terinus. What are these two holidays? Nikner is on the 13th of Adar, Terinus on the 12th. Tiny Nikner, Echem Yafarche Yevanamav. He was one of the Greek governors. B'chol Yom V'yom, every day, Ha'yamed if Yadal, Yehuda of Yerushalayim. Every day he would wave his hand on Yerushalayim as if to end Vomit. He would say, Amos Aitipol B'yadai. When is the Yehuda and Yerushalayim going to fall into my hands of Amar Sena and I will trample it? When the Chashmonaians, the Jews, when they beat them, Benitzchum, and they beat them in the war, they cut off his thumbs and his toes, his big toes, and they hung them at the gates of Shalom. They said, the mouth that spoke so arrogantly, and these hands that waved over Shalom as if to say, let's get it all, we're going to take revenge. So that was the story. So in that day that they won, that was called Yom Nikner, because actually named for an evil governor, Nikner. Not necessarily this, and not probably, it's probably not the same Nikner as we call the Shari Nikner, the in Beis Hamikdash. It was a different Nikner. My Terinus, what was the holiday of Terinus on the 12th of Adar? It says, Amruk Shabikish Terinus Lavagus Linus Pius Achav. When Terinus wanted to kill, Linus and Pius were two very pious Jews. The daughter of the king or of the official had been killed. and they blamed all the Jews, and they were going to blame all the Jews. So these two fellows, Linus and Papias, they took credit for the murder. So they said, "Kill us, don't kill us." But as they admitted it, even though they didn't do it. So when he was going to kill them, Lutai is a longer version of the word Lud, of Lud, Laida in today, or Lud. Amalim, he told them, listen, if you're from the Jewish people, the same nation, let your God come, and let him save you from my hands. If you're really from the Jews, why doesn't your God come and save you? Like Hananiah Shavazar was saved from Nebuchadnezzar. Amulo, they told him, Hananiah Shavazar were tzaddikim, gemurim hayu. They were very great tzaddikim, v'ruyin ha'lasos l'nes, and they were roy that a miracle should be done for them. Nebuchadnezzar, melech hagana. Nebuchadnezzar was a proper king also, roy l'lasos nes ha'yada. He was a proper king, so a nes should come, even though it was against him, but he was so great that a nes should be performed in his honor. V'osa Russia, you, hated that you're garnished. You're not a roy for a nes to be done al yado. We are guilty of with a punishment of death to God. We're not such good guys. We're doomed anyway. So we took credit for it, and we're going to be killed anyway. If you don't kill us, God's got other murderers out there who can kill us. God's got a lot of cubs and lions out there who can kill us. Who could hit us? Who could kill us? In other words, you're a nobody. God, it's even worse. Why did Hashem give us to you that you should kill us? Because Hashem's going to pay, is going to revenge our blood. In other words, we're nobody. We're deserving of death anyway. You can kill us. The lion can kill us. Some other jerk can kill us. Makes no difference. Why did Hashem point you to kill us? So he should take the kama on you. In other words, it's like the Nazis. Hashem wanted us to die. Anybody could kill us, but Hashem did it to the Nazis should get paid for it. Still, that didn't convince them. He killed them. Miad Amru, they said, Lozaz Misham, they didn't leave there. Achibo, do you believe me, Romi? Some officials came from Romu, Patsu, Smocha, Begizran, and they beat his brains out with the clubs. In other words, as he killed them, right afterwards his punishment came. Some chariots came from Rome, from Rome, and they killed his governor. And goes in, that was the story with Tyrannus. So he was also a bad guy. So in the day that he was defeated, that was called Yom Tyrannus. And goes from Tanis al Tzibur b'tchila b'chamisha. Remember, we said we don't start a Tanis Tzibur on Thursday because people will think, the shopkeepers will think that there's a run on food because people need their food to break the fast and for Shabbos. And he goes to the Rosh Chodesh. The Kama Havias Chala, what's considered a beginning? In other words, once you start, then they know it's not a run on the food. Because they know people are fasting. Kama Havias Chala, there's got to be three fasts. Three fasts have got to happen before you could do it you could start it on a Thursday. Ravasi Yomer Achas. Because even if you fast on a Monday, that's good enough. If the next fast is on Thursday, people will know already that it's because of the fasting and not because of a run on food, not because of a shortage on food, an anticipated shortage. Amar Avi Yudam Rav. Now this is going on the next halacha. The halacha said there was that even though you don't fast on days, but if you started, you don't stop. If you started fasting, even though you're not supposed to fast in those days, you don't stop. That's what Rambam Gamliel says. But he's moda that you don't complete the fast. And same if a Tisha B'Av came in on a Friday, you don't complete the fast. You stop a little bit before Shkia. So you finish the whole thing. You know, when Rameir said over here that I'm sick, but you're not mashlamit, that's the words of Rameir. That if once you start fasting, you fast the whole day. And the same thing with Tisha B'Av and Erev Shabbos. Once you fast the whole day. Hanlo said Tanis, now we begin the third parak. Seder Tanis Eilu, these Tanis that we describe, Ha'omer B'Ravi Rishona. Now it sounds like a B'Ravi Rishona. B'Ravi Rishona is actually the very first reign of the Yorah reigns, and we don't really fast there. But the Gemara will explain what it means is that are said by the whole first period, the first, second, and third periods of the rain. If there was no rain and you started fasting, that's the seder that you follow. In other words, the first three, only some of the people fast, and the second one, other people daven. By the third one, the seventh, three, three, and the seven, then everybody fasts, and there's more chumras in those days. So that whole seder is that's the seder when we talk about the first rains not being on time. When the first rains not being on time, either the first three fasts, or the second three, or the last seven, that's all by the first, what's called the Yorah, the first rains of the season. When they're not on time, that's when we set up. But let's say things happen to the crops. they started growing shishanum, that they changed their form. In other words, they don't grow normally. There's an abnormality in the whole crop, which can cause a famine. So masrina miyad, you right away call out. Remember before we had machlokas, what is masrina? Is that with the shofar, according to everybody? And some say masrina is with anenu. Rashi says over here anenu, but it could be both. Let's say the rain stopped. That's bad. Once it starts, you assume it's going to rain through the season. If it stops, I brought them for 40 days. If it stops for 40 days, that's a bad sign. You're a call out right away. Because that's the beginning of a famine. It's like a thing of a Bitsaurus is a food shortage. We'll see. There's a word, the Bitsaurus can mean a famine, but there's another word for full famine. So this is like a food shortage. Yorot Smachim, let's say the rains came down, but only enough to irrigate the crops, but not for the trees, or the involved smachan, or the zelzeh, or there was enough run for the crops and for the trees. We'll describe these rains. Avalola barsechos, but not to fill up the reservoirs. Masri and alein miyad. Then also, you start the anenu right away, and you start the shofar. Or if, let's say, a city had no rain at all, as it says, that's a curse. If one city gets the rain and one city doesn't get the rain, it's a curse on both of them. Why? So what's halacha? In that case, when the city you didn't also hear, the city that got no rain, we're at the top of your test now. Misano Misras fasts and blows the shofar as they call out. Let's say they cry out. The surrounding cities also misanas below Misras. They also fast because what's going to happen now is that the people from the city who have the famine are going to come and take food from them, so they're also going to be in trouble. Rabbi Kivas is the reverse, Masrias for Misanos, that they call out but they don't fast. V'chein ir sheyesh bo dever o pas, let's say a city has pestilence, a plague, omapolis, or there was walls like an earthquake and then the walls fell down. Osa ir Misanos Misras, that city fasts and calls out. V'chos v'yosem Misanos Misras, and the surrounding cities who are going to now be under a deluge because the other city who is struck will come into them for food. They also have to fast. Lo masriyas v'kivus is the opposite. Masriyas lo masanas. Ezo dever, what's considered a pestilence? Let's say a city has 500 people. Biyotzim menagim amesim begum yam. And every in a course of 3 days, three people just died from this disease. That's a sign of pestilence. You got to start crying out already. Zechuzet. Harezet dever. Pochus mikan, if only one or two people died, ain't zedever. Alevu masriyan b'chomakom. And the following things, if not just for that city, if let's say in one place they found out that the following things happen, then the whole world who hears about it has to daven. What is that? Shidofen blast. That's when the crops are smitten. Then that's because these things, they're smitten by some, vermin or animals or whatever, but it's a spreading plague. This is a plague of the crops. Aliyurkon is also on a mildew affects the crops, ala arba, locusts, alaxil, crickets. In other words, when these things are happening, destroying the crops, when you heard about it in one city, you heard about it in Spain, but in Buffalo they also are misbal because that kind of a disease of crops spreads around. So everybody davens. Neshi makam alechas is a makam which spreads around. Meisters of the story, Shiyaruk, Sken, Mishalayim, Lorem. They went from the Sken from Mishalayim, went out to check out the various cities. Because of Tanasal Shanir, Kamali, Pit, Anu, Shidafon. They saw just a little bit enough to fill up an oven of glass, the Ashkelon, which was, he says here, Ashkelon, where the Eretz Plishtim, where that was. And as they saw a little bit, so they said, Mispalo all over Israel, because that's going to spread around. Ba'od Gazru, they didn't have pesticides in those days. Ba'od Gazru, Tanas, Ashachlu, Ze'evim. Shnei tikkus that were goes at times because wolves ate two babies. Bever yardane. In other words, once there's like a spread of wild animals, so they daven all over the world, even if it didn't happen in their locale yet. They were just seen. Once these wild wolves were seen, then they already started davening. They had already be masriya right away. Aleil masram b'shabbos. Even on Shabbos, they call out for these things. Again, Nasrin can be either with the shofar or even just with Anenu. Or even with Anenu. In addition, Al-Ir Shei Kufar Nachum, let's say a Jewish city was under siege. Oh, Nahar, or a river was about to overflow its banks and drown the city, overrun the city with a flood. Or a ship under distress out in the ocean, it's shaking, about to sink. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lazar V'Latzak, on Shabbos, you can only call out for first aid, for help, to save somebody, even on Shabbos, but not for davening. Shimon Timoni Omer, Afala Dever. Even on Dever, they call out on Shabbos. V'lo Lucham, the Cham didn't agree to that. By the way, it says over here, Shimon HaTemani, Rashi says Mitimna. Now, normally we translate Temanim as Yemen. You know, that's the modern things, but some Farshim say that it's Teman. Here Rashi says Timna. I'm not sure if the two things are, it seems that it's a different place. They're not the same as Teman. I'll call Tzor Shalot HaBa'al Tzibur, so on every Tzorah that shouldn't come, and on Tzorah Zal Tzibur, Shalot HaBa'al Tzibur, Masriyin Olein, on any other Tzorah that you call right away, Chutz Mirav Chem, except for too much water. Too much water, you don't start blowing the shofar, etc. Too much water. You're misbowel, but that you're not. What's the story? My famous story with Choni Amagel. This is a famous story with Choni Amagel. Shem Lo Choni Amagel. His Paul Shir Shem. There was no rain. There was a drought, and his Paul friend Amalem said, "Tzubach Nisu Torachem." Says, "I'm going to bring so much rain. You better quickly take in the ovens." You know, they had special ovens that they when they had a roast the carbon Pesach. How many ovens were around? The 80 had roasted, right? So everybody made these little earthenware ovens. You know, all over the place. He says, "Quickly take them inside because they're going to melt." They're going to become melted from all the rain. Now it's a drought outside, and he's telling them, better take your stuff inside, it's going to rain. That's how confident he was. They shouldn't melt. This follow. So he started with later, the rain didn't come down. Moses, what did he do? Agu, good famous thing, he made a circle around himself. He stood inside the circle. I'm from Barshalom. But some of Panayim, Alai, they looked upon me, Shani Kaben Baez, you know, I'm very close with you. Very close with this, sir. You know, people say, "Oh, I'm very close with you." You know, they know I'm very close with you. So people look to me to bring rain. Nishbani b'shimcha, I swear by your great name, Hagadol. Shani says, "I'm not going to leave this circle. I'm standing in the circle. Until you have rachmanos on your souls." So the rain started to come down, a few drops. Amrullah, look at that. Wasn't what I asked for. I'm not looking for a few drops here. I didn't do this for a few drops. El gishmi barzirchem. Oh, I'm looking for rain to fill up the reservoirs. His chilur b'safsar started coming down in great strength. Amr lo kach shalti. That's that kind of rain is going to destroy the crops. Lo kach shalti el gishmi ratzon bracha unadava. I want nice ones, things that are pleasant with blessing and free will. Yardu ketikin. They started coming down properly. Atchei tzisrael mishalaim. So much rain came down that people were leaving the low lying areas of Shalaim and they're going to higher bayis, the highest point, just to escape the rain. They were searching for high land. Ne'akshamim. Because of the rain, Bob Amrlo, they told him change about the land, just like your Rishbal, that rain should come down. Sheyerdu kach Rishbal sheyelchu please. Please now be Rishbal that the rain should leave. Amrlem, tsu vru im nimches Evan Aton. Go see, there was a high spot in Harabayas called Lost and Found. It's called Evan Aton, where the people made a mistake and they lost their things. They would all come there. There was a Lost and Found there. People would bring stuff there if they lost it, if they found it, and make their claims. It was a high spot. Go see if that stone is covered with water. If that stone's covered with water, that's a sign of too much rain. Shalach lo Shimon Sheta. Il mole choniata. If it wouldn't be you're the famous choni who's close with God, goes, Rena lechini, I would put you in cherem. Because it's no way to talk to Rabbanu Shalom. You know, I'm not leaving till I get the rain, etc. And I'm so confident. You, who are you? Ava Masla, what can I do? Sha'ata Mishat Lachem, you sin before God. Vostachotzon, when he still does your will. Kebench, Mishat Lachem, like a son who sins before his father, but his father loves him. Vostachotzon, still does his will, even though the kid's a bad kid, he still gives him everything. Vostachotzon, the Pasuk says about Yismach, Avichim, Yimecha, Vesogit, Odesecha. Right? Your father and mother will be happy, and the one who gave birth to you will rejoice. The Mishnah goes on. Let's say they started fasting. And while they were fasting, the rains came. They were answered. They were answered that day. If the rain started before Netzachama, they don't have to fast anymore. They could stop their fast. If the rain started coming in the morning already, 9, 10 o'clock after Netzachama, they should finish the fast. That's the first time. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Lezer says, no. If the rain happened before, so it's like 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, they don't have to finish. They don't have to fast anymore. If it's already in the afternoon, that's when the rain happened, then they should finish. My son is a story like this. She goes to Tanis, but there's a story that goes to Tanis in Lud, that city. V'yodom k'shamim, rain came down, k'am chatzos. Amalim Rav Tarfin, tzu'u v'ichlu v'shisu. And it's once, because since the rain came down, let's say 11 a.m. before chatzos, so you don't have to fast anymore. You can go out, eat and drink. V'asu yantim eri yantif. V'yatzu v'achlu v'shasu. It's rather, tzu'u v'ichlu v'shisu v'asu yantif. He told them, go out, eat, drink, make a yantif. V'yatzu v'achlu v'shasu v'asu yantif. U'bo ben abarim, they came in the evening, and karo halagot al-mincha time, they read Halal HaGadol, which is Halal Hashem Kitov gives. Okay. Seder Tehillah Se'il. Now, going back to the Mishnah, Mishnah says, this whole Seder that we described, the first three, and then the next three, and then the seven, etc., until you do the full chumrah of the fast with the shofar and everything, that's only when the rain didn't come at the first time. So Gemara says, like a Seder Tehillah Se'il, Ha'amar B'Raviyah Rishona. That's what the Mishnah B'Raviyah Rishona. What do you mean B'Raviyah Rishona? B'Raviyah Rishona. B'Raviyah Rishona, when the first rain is supposed to happen, you don't even fast. Only the Echidim started davening in those days, fasting, not the tzibur. So what's going on, Rishon? For a minute, Rabbi Rishon or Ushniya is only to ask. Shlishis Lasanas, that's when everybody has to fast and go through the whole procedure. Amar Yerachi Kamer, Seder Tenis HaOmer, the Seder Tenis HaOmer, Emesai Bizman, Shiyotza, Rabbi Rishon or Ushniya, Shlishis, means not just the first Rabbi, and as the in the Yora Umalkosh, the first reigns is divided into Rabbi Rishon or Ushniya, Shlishis. So he says, this whole Seder is when the first, second, and third ones, not just the first one, first, second, and third reigns of the Yora have passed with no rain. But if rain happened in the first one, Vizoru Velot Samchu, but we had these problems, that you planted but things didn't grow, right? And Samchu Bechosim Rishon, there was a change, Masrin Lam, yeah, then you called right away. Now, there's any change in the crops, which is much more dangerous because now you're not going to have anything. It's not simply matter. You know, when you're waiting for rain, say, okay, once the rain comes, it'll grow. But if you had rain and everything didn't grow properly, now you start calling out right away. I'm Nachman Dafka, Nishnah, Sonny, for change, Avul Yov Shulo. The first time Rashi is like, let's say if it's dried, if it's only dried up, then there's no point in davening anymore. Because once the crops are dried, they're dead. So isn't that obvious? Because it says only if the crops changed, they were deformed in some way. So it's not let's tricha. The okun, it grew a little bit. So you might think, Mao the same, we'll see that's a sign that it's going to keep growing. Kamash Mulinda, no. That even if once it dried up, even if it grew a little bit, those are dead. It's not going to happen. Rashi brings down another pshat that drying is not means that they're dead, but if they dried, they'll continue growing. In other words, you only say this feels like this right away, but if it dried up, it could still grow again. So isn't that pshita? This is low. Srikha to Akun, it grew a little bit. I might think that it grew a little bit as a sign it's not going to keep on growing. Kamashmo, no, that if it dries up, it's going to keep on growing, even if it grew a little bit only at that time. Bechen Shaposkik Shom Ben Geshem Misheshmer said, let's say rain stopped for 40 days, that's a bad sign. In other words, the whole procedure, three, you go gradually till you build up to the big tannis with the shofar, etc. That's only if the rains were slow in coming. But once something happened, the crops were deformed, or it stopped raining for 40 days between the Geshem, then you call out right away because that's a sign of makat betzorah. It's a sign of a smiting of a famine. Now, what is betzorah? Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Mak, what does it mean? Makam Aviel de betzorah. So Makam is going to bring the day betzorah. And Rashi Tosus here points out, as we'll see, it'll be necessary to say that means Makam betzorah means of a real famine. Because we're going to explain now, there's two kinds of this. What we call betzoret is a famine, and then there's a bigger famine. So betzoret will translate as a food shortage. Amar Nachman, Nara. Let's say there's a shortage here of food, but you can get it. You can bring it down river, like. In Memphis, there's a shortage of food, but you can send it down the river from St. Louis. You can bring some. You know, you can send food down. That's called a famine. It's called a food shortage in Memphis, right? Medinasa kafta. But let's say you got to send it from one country to another, meaning like on horseback or with donkeys. That's kafna. That's a real famine. Kafna is a greater famine than besara. So Aram Chanina saw besela ushricha. Let's say food is just very expensive. But you can get the food. It's just expensive. You have to spend a lot of money. That's called betzorah. So that's called the food shortage. Arba besela. Let's say even if you can get more food, four saw for a sela, but for lo shchicha, but there's no food around, right? There's nothing. There's four. You can get four, or but there's no food around. Rashi says lo shchicha. Kizav nisela from besela dani yogur mitzui liknas b'chol is fine. But let's say. It's four, but there's nothing around. The price is good, but there's either no food to buy. There's no money to buy it with, or you can't get it. That's already a real famine. Ari Yochanan Lo Shanal Bezman Shamos Bezol Uperes Biyoker. This that we say that it's not so bad is only where money is cheap and food is expensive, but it's obtainable. Avol Mos Biyoker, people don't have any food. Uperes Biyoker, even if the food is cheap, but there's nobody has any money. Then Masrin Lo Miyah, you call it right away. Don Rabbi Yochanan, Nihirna, I remember, Karavi Kaim Medalot Som, so I remember you can get four saw for a cell, the food was cheap. But there were many people with bloated stomachs in Tver, meaning people were starving, because there was no money. So even if the food is cheap, Yeah, you can get four salt for a cell, which is a good, you know, good, you know, food is relatively cheap, but people don't have any money to buy it with. The Lashon of Rabbi Yochanan Lashon of Bismachimos is a little bit strange because it's like saying if that's only, it's not so bad if there was a food shortage, but if there was a real famine, then you call it right away. But the Mishnah says you call that right away just for a Makas Betzoros, even for a food shortage. Right, Masrina Lemiev Shiv Tosis explains, it's Tosis and Malf explains that when Mishnah's Mishu Makas Betzoros, it means a food shortage which is clearly going to lead to a famine. Betzoros isn't as bad, Betzoros means a food shortage. Kafna is a famine. So it says that if people don't have any money to buy food, so people are broke, they can't have their food, that's a famine. So the Mishnah said already that if there's even a food shortage, you cry out right away. And here he seems to say that you only cry out right away when there's a famine. So he means a food shortage which is going to lead to a famine. Yarlut Smochan Avaloli, let's say the rain came down, but there wasn't enough rain for the trees. And remember, we learned before, trees need a heavier rain. The crops on the ground need a lighter rain. So it says, Bishlam, let's smach malil, and I understand. Mishkach zosnecha, like light rain fell, that was good enough for the crops, not good enough for lossy res, but did a heavy rain that the trees need, and as it goes into the ground, into the roots of the tree, that didn't happen. That's, I understand that rain. Le'ilam, let's smach as hasel, the osi res, and lossy necha. Heavy rain came down for the trees, but a light rain didn't help for the crops, because the heavy rain just washes off the crops. It doesn't stay in the crops. If you had rain for both, if it didn't fill up the reservoirs, if he had both heavy rain and light rain, right? He had heavy rain and light rain, but there wasn't a lot of rain. So there was some heavy rain for the trees, light rain for the crops, but there wasn't a large amount of rain, so that means that there wasn't enough to fill the reservoirs. But we learned in a brisa, not in the Mishnah, the brisa said, let's say there was enough rain to fill the reservoirs, but there wasn't rain for the crops and for the trees. Now how do you have that? If there's enough rain to fill the reservoirs, how is it possible there's not enough rain for the crops and the trees? It came down in a deluge, you know, it came down with tremendous force. So it filled up the reservoirs, but it was too heavy even for the trees. Talk about a masrin ali nos befros pesach on trees. You call out Pesach time, the first Pesach, like 2 weeks before Pesach, you call out if the trees are drying out. Let's say the reservoirs aren't filled enough, then afilu b'frosachag, according to most portion, it means sukkahs. It was even at that time, earlier on, because people need the reservoirs to be able to drink. Valkulon, in ein lemayin, some take out the gear salkulon, but it's ein lemayin, any time there's no water to drink, if there's no drinking water, people are dying, then masrin bad, then you call it right away. Bezo, Miyat shalom shenish v'chamishin. That's right away. It means that you fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. V'alkulan ein masrin alein el b'frachi. And all these v'alkulan ein masrin el b'frachi. Do it in that city, in that country. That's where the Jews are in that particular place. If they have rain, let's say if they have water in Israel, but they don't have water in Spain, then they call out. And then they make this fila in Spain. El b'frachi v'askra. Let's say you had this askra is a kind of a disease that affects the throat and people. It's basically get choked to death. Bisman sheish b'misa, if it's a bad strain that causes people to die, masrin la. Bisman sheish b'misa, let's say it just causes people to be sick, but it doesn't make people die, ain't masrin la. Masrin la gavai, they also call out for locusts. These are locusts which consume the crops. Bakoshu, even a small amount, because if you see these bad locusts, once you see one of them, you know, it's like it crops that, you know, this kind of pests that ruin a crop, you know, so even if you see a couple of them, you know things are bad because they spread like a wildfire. So Masrin al go by Bakoshu, Rabshim Lazar Omer, Afalachegev, even a lighter kind of locust, these like kind of a grasshopper there also, according to the Tanakhama, those kind of chegev is a kind of grasshoppers that don't ruin the crops. Tanur bana masrin ali lenos b'shar shnei shavua. In other words, all years of the all the non shmita years, then we call out for the trees because in shmita we don't deal with the trees. Right? Alabar sichmanos. But let's say the reservoirs aren't filled up. Well, we said translate boris is a well. A sichin is like a ditch that's made with bricks inside. It's also like a well, you know, well, but it's made with bricks. It's man-made. Belmoros is a cave, but these are all reservoirs. Afil b'shvias, even in Shemitah. If there's no water to drink, people are dying. You got to call out. Even though you can't treat your trees during shvias, but if the trees are dying and there's no water for them, the poor people who rely on those trees will also be suffering. So you call for them.
Pardon?
The trees
don't die. I have to worry about the year after.
That's right. That's all another reason. I mean, right. But the Masriyan means, like we said, Masriyan is when there's an immediate issue. Meaning like with the rains. When the rains didn't come at the beginning, you don't Masriyan right away. Because it's going to later on, we'll see. All these Masriyans are when there's an immediate problem. Tanya Yidach, Masriyan alayinos b'shar shnei shvuah. Another rabbi said that in other years we were called for the tree. Similar things. Al bar sim rochus on the reservoirs, afil b'shvias. So that part of the b'raisa was just like we learned before. Now he has a masriyan al sficha b'shvias. On the stuff that grows by itself during shvias, if that's suffering, we're masriyan for that. Meshiyesh parnas alaniyim. Same idea, because aniyim rely. Tanya rama lozer and partam. Yom shachar basin b'gdash. Nadei b'smuch shal nasuk shem smukum. Rain has been dried up. In other words, it's been tightened up. Not so much rain come, right? Nasuk sham tzimukun olam. The world, you know, it's from the time when the basement was around, the rain was more abundant. Now, once the basement was destroyed, all the rain in the world has been tightened up. For example, Yeshan Shiksham Rub, there's a year that has a lot of rain. Yeshan Shiksham Shemotan, that's got a smaller rain. Yeshan Shiksham Yard Mizman, and sometimes the rain comes down in time. Yeshan Shiksham Yard Mizman, in other words, it's intermittent. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Shan Shiksham Yard Mizman, a rain that comes down in time, what's it comparable to? Le'evich, Nasla Rab Parnasoso Be'echa B'Shabbos. If a master who gave his slave the food on Sunday for the whole week, now he feels Nimtus Isa Nefes Tekitta, he's got plenty of time, he knows he's got plenty of flour, he bakes the dough properly, it's properly done. Venechelskin, it's eaten properly. Shana Shain Shamir, if the rain doesn't come down right time, Erev Shabbos. He didn't give his parnasa, as he didn't have his food. If he had the food already on Sunday, he had the basic supplies, so he had time to bake it, everything is ready for Shabbos. If he only gave it to him at Erev Shabbos last minute, Nimsis, he says, Nefes cooked, it's not done properly because he didn't have time to prepare properly. Venechelskin, it's eaten improperly. Shana Shik Shamir, Ruben, a year which has abundant rain, what's it comparable? He gave him everything at one shot. In other words, when you have all your food at one shot, so you know you can deal with it properly. What he means is, he's going to explain what's lost. See, when you take it to a mill, whether you grind a ton or grind a small amount, the waste is going to be the same. So if you got your whole ton at one time, the whole amount, so you have a certain amount of waste. But if you've got a little bit at a time, you got just a little bit at a time, so your waste is multiplied because every time you do the grinding process, you have the same amount of waste. So you got it all at one time. This is Rechaim Tochas Manakor. The amount that they destroy from a kor is the same amount that's destroyed from a kaf from a small amount. And this is Ocheles Manakor. The dough that's consumed from a kor is Kamosha from a kaf, the same amount consumed from a kaf. Shana Shisham Metta, let's say a year, in other words, that you're in good shape because your waste is very small. Shana Shisham Metta, a year where the rain is very small, Lamao Doma, Le'evich Nasl Raparnasas Matmat, he gives him his parnas a little bit at a time. He gives him a little bit of wheat. So he has to take that wheat to the mill and he grinds it. But the amount of waste that's lost each time he goes to the mill is the same amount that's lost, similar to the rain. You see, when the rain comes down a little bit at a time, so if it all comes out at one time, so the amount that gets lost on the rocks and in the rocky area is one amount. If rain comes out a little bit at a time, each time it comes down, that same amount is lost. So it's much less efficient. So dumb levish and usl rab parnasamat not. Nimsur chai mashet tochras manakor. The amount that's lost from a kor is tochras is lost in each cup. Nimsus isa kamasha nechas makor. The amount of the dough, the amount that's lost from a kor, ochas manav is lost now from a kav. So if he gives it to a kav at a time, his losses are much greater. Dover acher bizman shiksham merubim. When there's a lot of rain, the mao dumb lo adam shemagabel is atit. So a person who needs let's say clay imyesh lamayim. If he's got a lot of water. So my man called, the water is not consumed. It's done. Because when you need, whether it's clay or whether it's dough, when you need the stuff, you need water there. And if you have a lot of water, the water stays. And in this case, the clay is needed. Well, it's got a small amount. My man called, the water is consumed. It's dried out. It doesn't consume well. So you're always better off with more rain than with less. Turn about a famous story, Olu Kol Yisrael, the regal, the Yerushalayim, everybody was going up to Aliyah, the regal, Voyal Maim, she had no water to drink. Holach Nakdim Ben Gurion, this famous guy, Nakdim Ben Gurion, went, Eitz Lod Necha, he went to a guy, to a certain master over there, a certain guy, Omel Alvanish Tem Sar Minus Maim, lend me 12 of your wells, so that the Jewish people can come up to Aliyah, regal, Olu Regal, Vaniyat Machosh Tem Sar Minus Maim, and I'll give you back. In other words, there's no water. There was a drought. Lend me your wells. You had wells of water. Lend me to them for these Jews who are coming up, and I'll pay you back with 12 other wells. If I don't give it to you by a certain day, I'm going to give you 12 talents of silver, a tremendous amount of money. I'll pay you for the water. Water was basically wasn't expensive if you had it. But he said, I'm going to pay you this amount of water if I don't pay you back in time. Kavlos man, and he certainly made a certain day. When the time came to pay it back, and there was still a drought, the chakras in the morning, shalaflo, so the guy sent them, it's due today. Rain's not going to happen today. It's a drought already for months and months. Pay up. Shkarli, send me the money. Shkarli, send me, oh my, well, so either send me the water or the money. He had no water. Or the money you owe me. Shalaflo, adayin yashiz man. Well, it's only in the morning. I got the whole day. Kolayim kulo. Kolayim kulshi, the whole day it's mine. I got the whole day. It's but Sarayim at noontime. The guy sent him another message. Shalach again. Shkarli ma'im. Oh, shkarli, send me. Oh ma'im. Amos, either send me the water or pay up. Shesh b'chah, the money that you owe me, right? Shesh b'yotchah, the money that my money in your hands that you owe me. Shalach lo adayin yesh shalos. I still plenty of time to own. The mincha shalach lo shkarli at mincha time shali. Oh ma'im. Amos, either send me the water or the money. Shesh b'yotchah, the money that I have in your hands. Shalach lo adayin yesh shalos. I still got time. Now it's mincha time, it's getting late. So Adayin Yesh Tehillah Gatzer Yom. Ligalag of Osir. So he laughed and remember, Kol Hashana Kula Leir. The whole year there's been no rain. Right? The Achshir Hashem. Now you think rain's going to happen in the next 10 minutes? Nichnas Leveis Amerchatz. Nichnas Leveis Amerchatz B'Simcha. So the guy went in he went into the Shvitz. He says, I'm getting ready to get my money now. Right.
Pardon? Drought all year. They still have the bathhouse.
They still have the bathhouse. The guy had the bathhouse.
And
right.
The guy has all that water.
Right. He's got the water.
Figure it out.
Which for? Oh, he had wells at that time. He happened to have the wells. He had wells that were filled. Acharah nichnas the b'simcha. So he went in happy the base americhats. Like as he was going into the base americhats, we don't know how good the base americhats was. But as he went in, there was better than not. Like even nichnas the base americhats. He went into the base mikdash. Shuatzav went in sad ben esatav and he wrapped himself amid betfila and he stood in davening. Amid from a bunch of them. I didn't do this for my own honor that I gave the water to the Jews, that I went and I stuck my neck out and I gave up all my credit to get the water. I didn't do it for my own covet. Not for my father's house. I did it for your covet. So the Jews, so water should be there for the Olur Gam. They should be able to come Olur Regal. So the heavens got dark with clouds, the Aruk Shamim, and so much rain came, Achin Ismail, which named Mr. Madison, until 12, these were large water cisterns. Mayonos is like a well, it's not more than a well, it's like a spring, and these are a tremendous amount of water that he had, so it was all filled up, Vosiru, and there was extra, and there was plenty of water, Achin Yatsa Adon, when he came out, Nakdim and Benir Yosem Beis Megdish, he came out of Beis Megdish, now at this point, the water came down and refilled the guy's well, so he had been paid back. Shepagim, so they met. Amrlo, tami demay mayim yoser sheish biyotcha. So now they give him. By the way, I overpaid you a little bit. Give me back the change, right? Give me the extra water. Amrlo, day I need shalorer. Listen, he says, you know what? I know shalorer kishkosh baruch hu esalam. I didn't shake his whole world up shvilcha. I know that it was because of your prayers that you got that. I know you Jews. But technically, you were late. In other words, you had to pay back by sundown, and you were a little bit late, so therefore I still want my money. I still have an excuse to get my money out of you. Shikfar shakacham, because it was already sundown. Biksham b'shusi yardu, and it was when the rain came down, they were already on my cheshbon. You had to pay back the money by sundown. They paid back my money. You didn't pay back. You owe me the money. Now that it rained the next day, that's nothing to do with you. That's like, in so to speak, on my shift. He went back into the base of he again wrapped himself on the front of Barnashalam. Hoda Shiesh Lacha Uvim Balacha. Let it be known that you have people that you love in this world. Shiesh Lacha Uvim, that you have loved ones in this world. The Adnis Pasar Avim. The clouds opened up, spread out. The Zor Chacham, and the sun reappeared. So that everybody knew that it wasn't after Shkias Chamav. It had gotten dark, so they couldn't tell. It got dark. It got dark from the clouds. Maybe they didn't have a chart that told them exactly that Shkia was at 728. So had the sun not pierced through the clouds, I had taken out my money. As if it wouldn't be that, you know, now I can't argue. Obviously, it's still daylight. I can't argue. But if it wouldn't be for that, God, even as God did, rain, made the rain come for you, and He made the sun come out for you, I would have had an excuse. Tana lo nakdimishma. His name wasn't really Nakdimun. Elabunishma. His name was really Buni. Velamakashma nakdimun shen nikdur acham avor, because the sun broke through it because of him. All right, we'll pick up Tana Rabban tomorrow. Tomorrow again, and for the rest of the week, we'll start at 5:20. Long daven every single day. 5:20. Michael, we did.
Thank you.
Pick it up on the table.
How did I know I was going to be late?